This was the reaction by some Dutch protesters to recent mass sexual attacks in Germany, taking a stand in skirts. But will it solve the problem? Iban, I get the message about women. They are not the problem. What message will this send to the men who attacked?
Well, when we see this video, it's exactly the core problem. Men in Europe, or many men, are acting like women. And those men from those foreign countries, asylum seekers, they don't respect women. So when men act like women, I mean, we do have a problem, because we have no masculine power in our society to fight back this male aggressive culture. I think if you look at our politicians, they're very soft. They're like mothers. I mean, they are embracing, they're inclusive, and they talk about how we should embrace refugees. Of course we should help people that are in need, but I mean, they can't deal with the rapings, they can't deal with terrorism. So, I mean, European politicians look very weak, and that's because our culture has become feminized. This militant feminism that has been going on for decades, now we see the consequences, that many men here are brought up to be women and think like women and be soft-minded.
But and that, our, is, I mean, our, that is our, what our, Europe is about. That is part of European qualities that the European Union promotes. It talks about promoting, at least all the time, and these refugees are coming to Europe. Shouldn't they adapt to that?
Well, I think that was not what Europe used to be. I mean, normally we have had like male hero virtues, and you know, a culture needs to be balanced. It's fine that we have women's rights, and I really defend them. But I think a culture to be balanced and to work out well, you need to have both the masculine part and the feminine part. And now the masculine part is lost, and we see the consequences. We see how the postmodern values are just a construction, and it's a very fragile fundament. And now we see that we don't have any male that can stand up, who can fight back those male aggressions that we are facing. So the vacuum that feminism has created means that women are becoming victims of those male aggressions. Maybe this secular humanism is just an illusion, because it doesn't work. I mean, we see that women are threatened in many centers for people that come as refugees. We have violence against Christians, rapings. I mean, and our politicians don't know how to deal with it. You see that the terrorist has the upper hand. Our leaders cannot protect our culture because they don't know how to be masculine. They don't know how to fight back because they don't dare to. And I think it's a huge problem. So we need a sort of male revolution. You know, it's very simple. It means that men needs to take responsibility to go back to the old male virtues, to defend the women, the children, and the culture. Because now, I mean, this postmodern project is dead. It doesn't work. And if we continue to be like soft, and we have this idea that there is no evil, everybody is nice, if they just get a car and a job and they get well integrated, everything is fine, it's not going to work.